B'choros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1, 3, and now we begin to discuss situations of uncertainty, sfeikos, where we're not necessarily sure if an animal is subject to the Petar Chamor requirements. Okay, so again, just keep in mind that we have two separate issues to solve for. One issue is that if an animal is indeed a Petar Chamor, a firstborn male donkey, so then it can't be used until it's redeemed. So there's an Isser Hanan, and that's like a between like the owner and Hashem, so to speak. It's a Yoredeya, it's a Isser Veheter. It's like, you know. And then there's a separate issue of a financial obligation to the Kohen to give him the animal used or whatever it is to use to redeem that Petar Chamor. Typically, that'll be a Seh, meaning a goat or a sheep. Mishnah refers to it as a Teleh. That's like a baby, a lamb. Okay, because that's just a cheap version of a Zeh. That'll be the likely choice. But there's a separate financial obligation to give to the Kohen. So even if there's a situation of a Suffolk where the Kohen cannot prove that he's owed this anything at all, so the rule is Hamoti Mechavero Alav Haraya. The burden of proof rests on the one who's trying to claim something. So the Kohen, if he can't prove that this donkey is subject to the laws of Pidyon Petar Chamor, so he won't be able to demand this its redemption, Zeh. But there's still a requirement for the owner to redeem his Suffolk firstborn male donkey, because until he does that, he can't make use of it. So says the Mishnah inside, Chamor shlo bichra. If you have a donkey, this is the mommy donkey, and this is her first pregnancy. She never had a baby before. V'yalda shnei zecharim. You leave her in the nighttime, and she's pregnant. You come back in the morning, and you find there are now two baby donkeys that are male donkeys in the corral. So you don't know which of the two is the firstborn male, but you do know one of them is a firstborn male, and that one certainly has to be redeemed. And if you redeem it onto a lamb, the lamb has to go to the Kohen. So says the Mishnah, Nosen Tele Echad LaKohen. The Kohen gets exactly one lamb. What's going to happen is you're going to say, I don't know which of these two donkeys are the firstborn male. Whichever one it is, it's redeemed onto this lamb, and then you give the lamb to the Kohen. And then you can make benefit of both of the male donkeys. If it's Zachar Unakeva, you left the night, you had a pregnant, first-time pregnancy donkey, you come back in the morning, you find two animals in the corral, one is a male, one is a female baby donkey. So now, it's possible a male was born first, in which case it needs redemption, and you have to give the lamb used to redeem it to a Kohen, or maybe the female is born first, in which case no redemption is required. So, as far as you're concerned, it's a possibility that the male is born first, and therefore you must do a redemption misafik, because you can't use the male donkey until you redeem it. On the other hand, the Kohen can't prove that the male is born first, therefore hamotzi mechaver l'avaraya, he'll not be able to extract anything from you, so you can basically keep the lamb that you used to redeem the male donkey misafik, keep it for yourself, and there's no restrictions whatsoever on either the donkey nor the lamb. Says the Mishnah inside, Mafrish Tele Echad, you'll separate one lamb, designated it as the redemption of the male Petar Chamor, the male donkey, if it's needed, and La'atzmo, you, the owner of the lamb, will keep the lamb for yourself without any restriction. You can now eat it or shear it, whatever you want with it. If Shtei Chamorim Shelo Bichru, you had two pregnant, first-time pregnancy donkeys the night before, and you come back in the morning, you find V'yaldu Shnei Zecharim, you find two newborn donkeys in the corral. So, of course, you know that both of them are firstborn, therefore you owe two lambs, let's call it, to the Kohen. You don't know which of the two donkeys belong to which of the two mothers, but it doesn't make a difference. So, therefore, Nosnen Shnei Telaim LeKohen, you'll take two lambs. You'll say these two firstborn donkeys are redeemed to the lambs and give the two lambs to the Kohen. If Zachar Unakeva, if you come back the next morning, at the nighttime you had two first-time pregnant donkeys. You come back in the morning, you find two baby donkeys, one is male and one is female. So therefore you're going to know, of course, that one of these is the male is a firstborn male for sure. You just don't know from which mother. So of course you only owe exactly one redemption and one lamb to the Kohen. Oshnei Zachar Munakev, or even if you have two males, but also a female baby donkey, because for sure, even if the one donkey didn't give birth to a female, the other one gave birth to a male, so therefore you know one of these two males for sure is a firstborn, it's possible that both are firstborn. So therefore, what will you do? You'll say, listen, here is the, if there's only one, the certain one is redeemed onto this lamb, and I give the lamb to the Kohen. If there are two, then the second, I'll do the first one, and then here's the second one. Second, I'll redeem onto a second lamb. The first lamb, since it's for certain, owed to a Kohen, must go to the Kohen. The second lamb, it's not certain, so you keep it for yourself. Okay, and after that, you can make use of both of the male as well as the female donkey without any restrictions. Therefore, says the Mishnah, nosen tle echad la Kohen, you'll give one lamb to a Kohen, because it's for sure at least one. And the second one that you redeemed onto, since it's a motzim mechaber levarai, you can't prove it's his, you don't have to give it to him, you can keep it for yourself. What happens if shtei nekevos uzachar, or shtei zachar and shtei nekevos? What happens if you come back the next morning, the night before you had two pregnant, first-time pregnancy donkeys, you come back in the morning, you find either two female and one male baby donkey, or you find two females and two male baby donkeys. So then it's possible that since there are two females here, it's possible that both of these first-time mommy donkeys gave birth to a female, and therefore there's no obligation to give any to a Kohen. So therefore, you'll not give any to the Kohen because of Motzim Mechaber Levaraya, but it's possible that the males were both firstborns, and therefore, however many males there are, you'll have to redeem them onto other, let's say, lambs, and keep the lambs for yourself. Says the Mishnah, Ein Kan LeKohen Klum. And therefore, since you Kohen can't prove that anything's owed to him, since it's possible the two females are both firstborns, the Kohen gets nothing.